One day I was visiting someone in the hospital. It was night, too late, it's like midnight. And I finished the visitation. And after that, I went out from the hospital. And there is a lady, she stopped me, 1 o'clock in the morning. She told me, are you a priest? I was like, yes. But I was looking to my watch, like, oh my God, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. She will stop me and we will talk and I wanted to sleep. And then she told me, can I talk to you a little bit? Oh, I know it's not a little bit at all. It will not be a little bit. I was looking to watch my watch again. Oh my God. I wanted to leave. Like, anyway, she told me, can I tell you a story? Sure. Show me who is you are visiting. There is someone. I told her, yeah, there is a man here. He has a cancer, liver cancer. And I wanted to be with him, I think, in the last days. She told me, oh, wow. From 22 years ago, my mother, she passed away with the liver cancer too. And she told me like that, I hated God. And the word like that, I was shocked, like what? Like she told me, I hated God. I was like, I'm waiting. Okay, tell me why and after. Show me for 20 years, maybe, or 18 years, she told me like that, around 20 years, I never talked to God. And if someone talked me about God, like I become crazy. And one day someone, she invited me, like a friend, she invited her to go to the church. Not to the church, she's like to the wedding, to attend the wedding. She told me just I entered to the church, I melted. I felt that like someone is talking to me and take my soul. And he is as if he's talking to me, where are you? 20 years away? She told me I was crying. It's a wedding. Everybody is happy. Everybody is laughing. And like I am me and on the back of the church and I'm crying. And she told me, I will tell you exactly. She wanted to express her feelings. From around 1:30 in the morning to 3 o'clock in the morning, she was talking about only how God is love. I was shocked. This woman taught me the meaning of the love of God. I can't believe. One day, I went to Avuna Tedros, Umalati in the state, New Jersey, and he had a flu and fever, and he was too sick. Then I told Abuna, "Angesalim Alik, I have to go away now." He told me, "No, sit down." I said, "Down, you're too sick. You have to go to your room now." He told me, "No, sit down. I want to talk to you about something." Like what, Abuna? What you wanted to talk about? I feel that there is something wrong, something big, something a problem. He wanted to talk about it. He told me, I wanted to talk about how God is love. I knew it like it took around an hour. And he was talking about how God is love. At this moment, I would think about it's not readings. It's not listening to sermons. It's not a kind of, for example, like reading a lot of books. No, it's not. It's a life. How to live with God. It's a feeling of, it's only me and Him. I remember I told you that maybe before. I had a discussion with a woman. She is not Christian. And she told me, okay, I asked her, sorry, how do you pray? She was like, she practiced because she wanted to be a Christian. Then I asked her, how do you pray? She told me, I will tell you. In the morning, I sit down, I prepare my coffee, and I sit down at the table, and I drink my coffee, and I talk with him. Like, talk with who? Like, gentlemen, I'm talking with God about the beginning of the day. And then I go out, I tell him, okay, let's come with me to the car. And then during my driving, I'm listening to songs, or I'm talking to him too. Like I told him, see the weather, how it's weather now. It's snowing outside, or it's something cold. It's cold. Or it's raining. You see how it's beautiful, your nature. Then I work. And during the work, sometimes I'm praising him. I say thank to God. Then when I come back, if something's wrong, I'm fighting with him. I'm upset. I'm sad. And maybe sometimes I'm screaming with him, why are you doing that? Why are you leaving me? And if I'm happy, I'm dancing with him. I was shocked. She is not a Christian, but again, she taught me how to live with him. I don't know, this week I was focused in Romans 12. I'm not going through that now. But go, when we go back to home, open Romans 12. It's how to live your spiritual life. Romans 12. Go and read it. It's one chapter, but teach you how to live with God. Everything inside. That's why when we are singing, as Abuna said, we are not like, okay, we're passing a night. No. We're living. We are diving with him. That's why one day was like the divine, but it's divine close to the diving or going inside him. And I asked I have a question. Why we are looking always, we are asking, like asking you and asking myself to read to the forefathers, the four centuries. Why? They are too deep, different. They are different. Open a book of St. Athanasius or anyone, St. Cyril or Abu Ma'ar, St. Macari. And you see that they are, I don't know how they are deep. They live with him. When they live with God, God reveals himself to you more and more and more.
See on us, O God. us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom of God.
Thank you. Thank you. bothered the monk. That desert, I wish to live a life like her, life of prayer, vigil and tear, life of prayer. Savior, my father, father of the monks of Antonius, his disciple of Macarius, father of the monks of Antonius, his disciple of Macarius, left everything of worth and serve their faithful Savior. Fathers, my fathers, my father, the monks of the desert, I wish to live a life like yours. My father, the monks of the desert, I wish to live a life like yours, life of prayer. Savior, my fathers, when they were attacked, the barbarians, no one was afraid or denied his faith. Christ, for whom all lives would sacrifice. Fathers, my father, the monks, the desert, I wish to live a life like yours. My father, the monks of the desert, the life like yours, life of prayer, vigils and tears. Of prayer, vigils, and tears you offer to our Savior, my Father, yeah, may you struggle in the way. God's word I must learn to obey. I am a youth struggling the way. God's word I must learn to obey. Please pray for me. Saint Anthony, please pray for me, Saint Anthony, that Christ may abide in me fully. My fathers,
thank you.
so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. All I have seen, nor ear has heard, nor heart could fully know, how glorious, how beautiful you are, beautiful one. Displayed for all to see the beauty.